Ryan Dilks joins us now. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, before we get to lacrosse, I want to talk. I noticed a tweet you had sent out earlier today, how one of your really close friends obviously has been dealing with a mental illness of some sort, and it's Bell Let's Talk Day. I don't know if you don't have to share his name or nothing, but how have you dealt with that? How's that impacted you?
Well, it's such a serious case that's so underrated and so hidden in people's minds that you can never know what's going on, right? And growing up in junior lacrosse, a guy I played with committed suicide, and like we had no idea, and it was just it blindsided us, and it's great that we can all make awareness today, because you never know what's going through someone's mind.
How old were you, Ryan, when that happened?
That was in my last year, junior, 21.
21, okay. And now, how did that impact you? You know, as a young man, as you mentioned, you know, you didn't see it coming. One of your really close teammates.
It just it caught us off guard. It was just we couldn't believe it. It was his brother was on the team, and like he couldn't believe it. And it was just it was a scary, terrible situation.
Ryan, just wanted to follow up on that. And that is a terrible situation. You know, mental health issues are difficult for people to talk about at the best of times. And we've seen it in sports, your sport, all sports. You know, it's also a culture that makes it difficult to talk about, you know, hey, just, you know, hey, snap out of it. That old mentality still is there in society, and sports guys are tough guys, they're accomplished guys, they're good athletes. People just got to get out of the shadows and talk about it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Like people look at like pro athletes, and they think they're role models, and they think that life is just perfect for them, and everything's going the way it's supposed to, but they don't understand the struggles and the problems that are behind the scenes that they don't see when they're on the floor or on the ice, and it's a pretty big deal. And like you can see the awareness today and what people are talking about, telling stories. It happens everywhere. We just don't see it.
Ryan Dilks joins us, defender for the Edmonton Rush. And Ryan, on a totally different note, your team last year was going through something. You know, Wendy Dilks had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and unfortunately passed away the day before the season opener for you guys. And as a team, your coach's wife, you go through it, and I know the Rush are a very close team. You guys had a dynamic season. Because you'd been through it before, obviously on a completely different level, were you able to kind of handle it better this time around?
Yes and no. Obviously, it's never an easy situation to handle, but you can't imagine what Derek was going through and his family and stuff. So you got to be there, support him as much as you can. Like for him to be there for the entire year last year was just like a huge advantage for us. And then it was such terrible news that she passed away, but it is good to know that he's back and he's 100% ready to go again, and hopefully we can have the season like we had last year.
Explain what it was like having him back for that first game last weekend and what he brings to your team as the head coach.
Well, he's just he's a leader in our team. He's the guy driving the ship. He brings such a presence where it's not just in the games where he notices things, and he brings a sense of calmness to the team, but also in practice he gets everything going smoothly, and he allows Jimmy and Buzz, Jeff McComb, to do their jobs to focus on the offense and defense, and he just kind of sits up top and makes sure everything's going right.
Ryan, having Derek back obviously means a lot to the club. You are a close-knit bunch of guys, as teams tend to be, but given the Wendy Keenan story that he's back, now as a group, you've got some adversity to start this year. Now, there's life and there's sport, but sometimes they mix. You guys have a group in there that can turn it around if you hang together. I got to think that's what you guys believe.
Absolutely. I've said it before, I've never been on a closer team before. I did such a close group, and we're all great friends now. There's no drama, there's no problems. So we just stick to what we do best by helping each other out and sticking together and doing our jobs. It shouldn't be a problem to get back on track.
Rush defender Ryan Dilks joins us. Rush taking on New England on Friday night at Rexall Place. Did you call McComb Buzz? Is that his nickname?
Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, when was the last time you got in a scrap in lacrosse? I noticed you and Doby had a little late tete-a-tete in that game in Calgary.
Last time I got in a fight, it was one of my first ever exhibition games in the league 5 years ago. I was part of that Toronto Rock.
Oh.
I was playing for the Rock. I was part of that Toronto Rock Buffalo Bandits bench clearing brawl.
Okay, so it's been a while. It's been a while. You and Domi doesn't really have a reputation. What started that?
No idea. Like maybe because we were winning 16-8, and I don't know. Like I was trying to help out. Jeremy Thompson was getting pushed in the bench by Snide, so I was trying to get in there to help out. And that's, you know, Domi was trying to rip my helmet off, so didn't really give me much to say. Didn't give me a chance to really do anything. So you just gotta go with it and just keep your head in shape and move on.
Well, you don't really need an invitation when a guy's pulling your helmet off. You kind of
get
the drift of it. Hey, what's next for this club? You want to get better. You had the terrific start last year. You never can replicate that. Last year's done. New season. Some ups and downs so far this one. Where do you go from here? What's the focus? Obviously the next game, but how do you get back into that winning feeling and that role that you had?
Well, we just have to worry about consistency, right? Like our first two games, they were losses, but there were times in the games where like, we were playing great and like, we went on runs, but then there were times in the third quarter or fourth quarter we just absolutely fell apart, and that's, you know, we're losing the game. So as you saw in Calgary, like if we can focus on playing a full 60 minutes lacrosse like we did last year, and I know last year's done and everything, but we have to remember how we got to such a successful season last year, and that's going to bring us success this season.
Quickly, New England, of course, first year for them. They relocate from Philadelphia. Their offense is rolling. They've already got four guys with eight or more goals, Ryan. Are they a good off-ball team? Do they play a two-man game? What's the key to their offense right now? What do you have to shut down?
A lot of stuff. Well, Kevin Crowley's never easy to handle on that right side. And then they got both Buchanans firing. And they're a young, fast team, so we'll have to really stay on their hands and give them no time and space. And hopefully we can shut down the transition too, because you know they're going to run, and hopefully we can get another win.
Well, Ryan, continued success. Good luck on Friday night, and thanks for sharing the story with us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.